Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hello. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. And on today's Murder Monday, we're covering the murder of one Molly Tibbetts. Small-town Iowa became the spotlight over the issue of illegal immigration following the murder of 22-year-old psychology student Molly Tibbetts. Tibbetts went missing while she went jogging around the town of Brooklyn in Iowa on July 18th. Brooklyn, Iowa is right off Highway 6 and north of I-80. The small town has a population of 1,500 people. It was considered a safe place to live. Before the murder of Molly, those in the community felt safe enough that they didn't even lock their doors. The day Molly went missing, she was dog-sitting at her boyfriend's house. That evening, she went to go for a jog like she did every night. She took a selfie before she left and sent it to her boyfriend. The last time she was seen by locals was around 7:30 p.m. She was wearing a pink sports top, dark shorts, and training shoes. The next day, Molly didn't show up to work for her scheduled shift, which was very unlike her. Family and friends tried to contact her on her phone and social media, but she never responded. Her family eventually contacted the police to report her missing, and the search began. With hundreds of locals searching the area and helicopters in the air, nothing was found. Police searched the lakes and came up empty. They had no clues tied to Molly's disappearance. The search was extended to a 5-mile radius from the area she went missing. Police eventually came to a dead end. Police originally investigated Dalton, her boyfriend, who had been dating her for 3 years. He was the last person to see her before she disappeared. They eventually ruled him out as a suspect. It appeared that Molly had went for a jog and simply vanished off the face of the earth. Days had passed and Tibbetts did not make contact with her family or return home as they hoped she would. She was planning to fly to the Dominican Republic with Dalton to attend his brother's wedding. However, that day came and went, and still no sign of the missing girl. Missing people's cases don't usually get the exposure they deserve, but Molly Tibbetts received a lot of online attention, and her story was even shared by local celebrities in hope of bringing her home a record-breaking $366,000 reward for information leading to the safe recovery of Tibbetts was offered to the public. A missing poster circulated heavily on Twitter, describing the 20-year-old as 5'3", 120 pounds with tan skin and long brown hair. A photo of the baby-faced student beaming a smile at the camera while in the stands of a college football game accompanied the text. Despite mass coverage, no one had seen her, and people were left to speculate about what happened on the day she went missing. Family and friends vowed never to give up the search, but without answers, they began to entertain the notion that perhaps she had been kidnapped. Police believed that Molly could have been abducted by someone she knew, and so began interviewing co-workers and classmates. But after an estimated 500 individual interviews, they found no one they believed could be a suspect in the case. After weeks of canvassing local area, investigators happened upon a surveillance tape that showed a black Chevy Malibu cruising along Molly's usual jogging route. They traced the vehicle back to a 24-year-old man named Christian Rivera. Rivera was a Powashik County resident who worked on a Yarabi farms and had been doing various farm work under the name John Budd for several years. Since moving from Mexico to the U.S. when he was a teenager, he lived in a rural part of town and did not associate with the locals. He was later identified as an undocumented immigrant, a fact that was used in a tweet by former President Trump to support his plans to build a wall around Mexico. Molly had been openly critical of Trump's stance on immigration, and her father was unhappy that his daughter's death had been politicized in the media. Rivera did not resist arrest and explained to police that he saw Tibbetts running along 385th Street and followed her. Rivera claimed that he began to run alongside her, and she asked him to leave her alone and threatened to call the police if he did not. He claimed he became angry and upset and blocked his memory. He eventually came around and found himself at a crossroads. Rivera claims that he did not remember anything between getting angry and finding himself at the intersection. He eventually led police to Tibbetts' body. Tibbetts' body was discovered on farmland on the 21st of August, concealed by corn stalks in a field just off of 460th Avenue. An autopsy later revealed that she had multiple injuries from a sharp object. And that's our episode for Murder Monday. You got any thoughts on this case? Send us a tweet at TrueCrimeNS or on Instagram at TrueCrimeNeverSleepsPodcast. Or you can even send us a voice message and be featured on a future episode by sending us a voice message at 682-305-0483. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Be sure to give us a like on this video and hit that subscribe button. And also the notification bell turn on. Thanks, and we'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.